so that the vines burst from my fingers and the bees weighted with pollen move heavily in the vine shoots. Chirr, chirr, chirric, purring sound. And the birds sleepily in the branches, Zagreus, Io, Zagreus. With the first pale clear of the heaven and the cities set in their hills. And the goddess of the fair knees moving there with the oak wood behind her, the green slope and the white hounds leaping about her. And thence down to the creek's mouth until evening, flat water before me, and the trees growing in water, marble trunks out of stillness, on past the palazzi in the stillness, and the light now not of the sun, chrysoprase, and the water green clear and blue clear, on to the great cliffs of amber. Between them cave of Nerea, she like a great shell curved. And the boat drawn without sound, without odor of shipwork, nor bird cry, nor any noise of wave moving, nor splash of porpoise, nor any noise of wave moving. Within her cave, Nerea, she like a great shell curved in the suavity of the rock. Cliff green-gray in the far, in the near the gate cliffs of amber. And the wave green clear and blue clear, and the cave salt white and glare purple. Cool, porphyry smooth, the rock sea-worn. No gull cry, nor any, nor sound of porpoise. Sands of malachite, no cold there, the light not of the sun. Zagreus feeding his panthers, the turf clear as on hills under light. And under the almond trees, gods, with them chorus nympharum, gods Hermes and Athene. A shaft of compass between them trembled. To the left is the place of fauns, silva nympharum. The low wood, moor scrub, the doe, the young spotted deer leap up through the broom plants as dry leaf amid yellow. And by one cut of the hills, the great alley of Memnon's. Beyond, sea, crest seen over dune, night sea churning shingle. To the left, the alley of Cyprus, a boat came. One man holding her sail, guiding her with oar caught over a gunwale, saying, there in the forest of marble, the stone trees out of water. The arbors of stone, marble leaf over leaf. Silver steel over steel. Silver beaks rising and crossing. Prow set against prow. Stone ply over ply. The gilt beams flare of an evening. Corso, Cormagnola, the men of craft, Ivitrei. Thither at one time, time after time, and the waters are richer than glass, bronze gold, glaze over the silver, dye pots in the torchlight, the flash of wave under prows. And the silver beaks rising and crossing, stone trees white and rose white in the darkness, cypress there by the towers, drift under hulls in the night. In the gloom, the gold gathers the light about it. Now supine and burrow, half overarched bramble, one eye for the sea through that peak-hole, grey light with Athene. Zophar and her elephants, the gold loincloth, the sistrum shaken, shaken, the cohort of her dancers. And Aletha by bend of the shore, with her eyes seaward, and in her hands sea rack, salt bright with the foam. Corey through the bright meadow with grey green dust in the grass. For this hour, brother of Circe, arm laid over my shoulder, saw the sun for 3 days. The sun fulvid as a lion lift over sand plain. And that day, and for 3 days, and none after, splendor as the splendor of Hermes. And a ship to thence to the stone place, pale white over water, known water. And the white forest of marble, bent bow over bow, the pleached arbor of stone. Thither Borso, when they shot the barbed arrow at him, and the Carmagnola between the two columns. Sigismundo, after the wreck in Dalmatia. Sunset, like the grasshopper flying.
I dare say that.